Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Welcome, world, to the Smith and Rowland Unplugged broadcast, where you will receive excellence in messaging, knowledge, and wisdom.
There you go. Did you say hello world?
Hello, world.
Oh, okay.
I gave greetings and salutations to all of those that were listening.
Around the world.
Alan, tell me about it.
Jeff.
Yes, tell me.
UFO hearing live updates. Lawmakers witness accused Pentagon of a cover-up on UFOs.
They did. They accused them.
The House Oversight Subcommittee on National Security spent the morning hearing from witnesses who pushed for more transparency in how the government handles reports about identified phenomena. Both the witnesses and lawmakers accused the Pentagon of cover up information about its program and calls for transparencies and the centralization of databases. David Grush, a whistleblower who has accused the government of withholding information related to UFOs, made a series of explosive claims, but often told lawmakers he could only provide specifics in a confidential setting. Representative Glenn Grossman, a Republican in Wisconsin, who chaired the hearing, said he looked forward to collecting more information and drafting legislation to expose more of what the government knows.
They claim that our government has crashed aerial phenomenon or flying saucers. They called them flying cubes. That guy did. They said that our government has some of them and has actually reverse engineered some of the technology from it, and said that our government, that he could produce witnesses that says that our government has also what he called dead biologics or non-human life forms.
Really?
From these aircraft. Yeah.
That's what he testified to yesterday. Maybe that's how we got all these liberals in here.
It could be. I think that all these
have
been transported from outer space. And if we just research real hard under their hair, there's these little antennas sticking up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's where your trans comes from.
That's right.
You see, the trans have been transported in there. My land. I'm sorry.
They testified to that. They sure did. They testified to it in front of Congress. Now, I'm going to ask a question.
Go ahead. I can tell you're going to ask.
Go ahead. I want you to just take the rest of the time on the Smith and Rowland Unplugged podcast to give us your expertise and wisdom on the subject, okay? Here's the million-dollar question.
It's coming.
Do you believe that it is a possibility that life forms that would be classified as non-human, that we could be in possession of these such biologics within our own government? Do you believe that?
Well, I do believe it's possible. Yes.
Okay.
I do believe it's possible.
And could you bring definition then, a little bit of definition for our podcast listeners as to what life form these biologics would be?
Well, I listened to a preacher out west here last week, and I'd swear him down. He's about half lizard or something.
Well, let me just tell you the truth. Well, and I've read a couple of articles from some unlearned scholars. Isn't that an ironic oxymoron?
That's an oxycontin right there.
It is an unlearned scholar. You can have PhD and DD and THD after your name and still be unlearned, apparently, because if you're a Bible scholar and you're unlearned enough to attack even the simplest Bible doctrines to be understood, and you attack them, and then you attack the Word of God itself. That's unlearned. So that kind of life form, what I'm saying is in the spiritual realm, we're already encountering forms of life that are not human but demonic. And if that's the case, could demonic beings materialize in some type of material form?
Well, Jeff, on a serious note,
yeah,
they are already merging genes of plants with that of humans.
Yes. Yes.
Melvin's getting ready to do a podcast on that. How, I mean, it's just incredible.
And would that not be a biologic, Alan? Would that not be considered a biologic?
In my book, it would be.
Well, sure it would.
Yeah, book, it would be. And you got several things, Jeff. We've got the infiltration of our minds from the demonic dark side of the world.
Right.
And people's thinking's really getting off bad.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't have walking around sense anymore. And
that's right.
So we know we're having an invasion of some type upon our minds. Now, as far as aliens and this thing about aliens coming up, the only thing I can say is this, Jeff. It's been coming up a little too much lately for my liking. So
yeah, me too.
I have to ask myself the question, why are we having so much conversation on this? And now to have a front row seat, you know, in a hearing with these, and I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, you can't just pull that one off right quick.
Well, if you think about the problems that exist right now in our country, yet the Congress is taking time to have hearings on alien life forms in aircraft that has technology beyond what at least our means are, you got to say that there's got to be some reason for that.
Yeah, there's just after a while, there's too much of it. Here we have Representative Anna Pauling. Luna is a Republican from Florida. Said a group of Republicans and Democrat lawmakers will seek a closed meeting with Wednesday's witness, which would have happened yesterday, to discuss this confidential information. So they took this person up on their confidential information, evidently listened to it yesterday. She said Republicans on the committee, along with Gerard Moskowski, he's a Democrat in Florida, signed on to the request for a sensitive information facility. Not only do we have the support of the chairman, but we're going to get a nice letter from Congress. She said the request, adding they would defund officials if their request was rejected. Former intelligence officer David Gruetch made a series of explosive claims about the government covering up evidence of UAPs, is what they're calling it, but repeatedly told lawmakers he could not share details in the public setting. So looks like yesterday they went into that behind closed doors so that person could share.
Well, and that person, it's we need to kind of underscore, he's from the intelligence community. So, I mean, we do have some flaws in the intelligence apparatus in our country that has developed here lately. But I'll say that witness claimed that he could produce both cooperative witnesses and hostile witnesses that would testify under oath of the same things that he was testifying to concerning these unidentified aerial phenomenon and the biologics or life forms that were found in them, and that our Pentagon possessed that kind of thing. So he's saying he can produce other witnesses, and so you know, if he's lying now, there is a scenario that's being floated that all of this is merely a formulated for a distraction to get people to not talk about what's going on with Hunter Biden. But, Alan, this is not the first hearing that has taken place on these aerial phenomena. So they've been having previous hearings on it, and there is video evidence of unusual flight patterns of these things, and that's doing things, in other words, moving at speeds that we can't get to with technology that's on the Earth, and making movements that we can't do. That's kind of on video. Now, what these things are, I don't know, and I also need to just put this in there, just so people don't think that we here on the Smith and Rowland Show are so gullible that we'd disbelieve anything. You got to say this: these testimonies that we're having now are that they're saying that this technology doesn't exist in our country. Is it possible that other countries have technology beyond what we have? And I would have to say that is a possibility, though I don't know that their technology would come to the point of what we're seeing. But we'd have to say that technology from other countries may supersede our technology at this point.
Well, of course we should. Yeah, we'd have to entertain that thought. Do you think, Jeff, that in these last days, we know that in the last days that spiritual and natural phenomena is going to be increasing at a tremendous velocity? So as these things are speeding by us, do you believe then that some of these UFO, some of this stuff, do you think it just could just be flat out demonic? And I mean, everybody would love to fantasize that some friendly somebody from another world, but do you not think it? What do you think about it? Possibly still can't be just the demonic realm breaking into this earth. What do you think about that?
I absolutely. Not only do I think that's possible, I think it's very plausible, and we also have biblical evidence of that taking place long before now.
We had the problem of the Nephilim,
right,
which were angels,
which was a genetic problem.
It came from the spiritual world into the natural world, right?
That's exactly right. It invaded the natural world. Yes, and the offspring of that was I think the primary reason for the flood. So that being said, we have evidence that it's happened in the past. I don't know why that we wouldn't share in or at least consider that information with what we're hearing now.
Well, part of our problem is, you know, we're in post enlightenment, I guess you would say. Some would not agree with that, but, you know, went through, 200 years ago, and that, you know, everybody thinks we're in this age of enlightenment. We're smarter now on planet Earth than we've ever been. And I would have to take that one to task, just between me and you.
I would too. I absolutely would. Yeah.
But because of the age of enlightenment, do you not think that the supernatural or the spiritual, you know, you and I have talked about it many times. You got a natural realm in which mean you live, and then you got a supernatural realm, which is, you know, where the natural's been souped up a little bit, and then you got the unnatural realm. Well, yeah. What we're seeing come upon this planet is out of the unnatural realm so much that it comes from it, the idea is it comes from beneath, but it's coming from places of darkness, and it's manifesting itself now. Jeff, you can't tell me it's not crazy if you got a 14, 15-year-old kid wanting to go into surgery and have their body parts changed. Now, if that's not demonic,
it's insane. It's demonic.
It's demonic.
That's right.
Now, and now our world is saying that's acceptable behavior.
That's right. That's right.
But it's an onslaught of the unnatural world.
Yeah. So if you frame it in the right with the right observation, you cannot come to no other conclusion but it's from the demonic world. So we have to entertain the thought that our knowledge base has been infiltrated from the unnatural world. You'd have to say that.
Well, let's say that you're having an invasion from the unnatural world. If you have a podcast, Jeff, or whatever, you try to get on as many platforms, they call it, as you can, to get your podcast distributed, to the earth. Well, do you not think that the unnatural world, the demonic, is not trying to get itself distributed to the ends of the earth? Without a doubt. And what happens is, I believe that it's invading people. People are going crazy. I think it's invading. I don't doubt but whatsoever. If there's aliens today, I think they're demons. I'll just be honest with you.
I do too. And they're taking material form. Yeah.
And taking material form. That's exactly right. And then there's one thing about sin, Jeff. Sin has an inherited characteristic that follows it. And that is, it tries to stay covered up.
Yeah, that's right.
That goes with all kinds of sin. It wants to stay covered up. So when we see this Senate hearing here on the UFOs, I call them, they call them UAPs, same thing. But when you see this hearing on it, it looks like to me the Pentagon's trying to keep it covered up.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So the cover up of everything gives you the nature that it's of what's going on. Is what I'm saying. It's darkness. And by the very fact of them trying to keep it covered up, that's the wages of sin. That's the same attitude of sin.
That's exactly
it's always trying to stay hidden. We know that our Bible teaches us that you need to bring all things out into the light.
That's right. That's right.
You see, and if you want to be purified, it's got to be brought to the light. So I just make a suggestion here that the cover-up itself is a partial truth to me, that there's something afoot here, to use your word.
I mean, there's absolutely more to it than, in other words, those that are just maybe laughing this off, I don't think that's the right response, or there wouldn't be such a cover-up. Yeah.
Well, in my Bible and in the book of Daniel, even in the book of Revelation, I mean, there's some weird looking stuff going on there, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. We have evidence in the book of Revelation that there is going to be demonic beings released from the pits of hell that's going to fly through the air.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is going to happen.
Because
fulfillment of it is in our future, it already is happening because it's already happened. And I do believe that that's what we're dealing with. And whether what they have captured to this point is that or not, it's still happening. It is happening.
That
might be part of it. I just understand that once again, I'm learning more and more and more that though I would be called a conspiracy theorist, that all of the conspiracies are proving out to be true in my lifetime that was called conspiracies when I was a kid.
That's right.
You know, if this follows suit, there's a whole lot that's being covered up, and I'm praying that it'll come to light and we'll get the knowledge of what's going on.
Right. Here is what the three witnesses, here is just a quote of questions to these witnesses, Jeff, that came in this hearing. It says, the question posed to them was, do you feel, based off of your experience and information that you've been privy to, that these UAPs or UFOs or UAPs provide an existential threat to the national security of the United States? Ogles asked witnesses, all three witnesses, former fighter pilot Ryan Graves of Americans for Safe Airspace, former intelligence officer David Gruench, and former Navy pilot David Fravor, said UAPs potentially pose a risk. Each of them, now these are pretty professional people here, each of them also said that it is possible that the UAPs were collecting reconnaissance information, probing U.S. capabilities, and testing for vulnerabilities in the U.S. current systems. Ogles then asked Graves and Fravor if they could have defended themselves if the UAPs' encounters turned hostile. And he said, absolutely not, Graves said.
Yeah. And they kept saying through that hearing, I heard all three of them say at different times during that hearing that there is no human technology that would allow the movement of aircraft like they were seeing.
Yeah.
And there was others with them when they encountered these aerial phenomena.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I got to tell you, Alan, since there is spiritual wickedness in high places and Satan is the prince of the power of the air, my conclusion, at least though preliminary at this point, until more information comes out, my conclusion is this must be of demonic origin.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be of demonic origin.
I agree. There's a freshman member of Congress. Here's a quote from a freshman member of Congress. I've only been here for 7 months, but this is by far the most bipartisan conversation and discussion that I've seen happen in Congress, he added. Former Navy pilot David Fravor told Congress that he believes the U.S. government is too heavy-handed with its classifications of video, images, and witness statements surrounding UAPs. In my opinion, things are overclassified, Fravor told the House Oversight Subpanel. Now, there's one of our biggest problems, I think, in our government, and the reason so many people are not trusting our government today is because of this over-protection or over-classifying things.
Yeah, right.
I mean, here our President Kennedy was killed, 60-some years ago, and some of the information is just now being declassified.
Yeah, that's right.
60 years later, and they still haven't let it all out.
And Alan, the reasoning behind this stuff, the reasoning behind that is that they fear that they cannot trust the American people with the information that they have, when the truth is the American people cannot trust our leaders with the information that they have. That's the truth.
But it's very offensive to me.
It should be. It's extremely offensive because it's a bunch of elites that's actually saying we're not smart enough to know what to do about this sort of thing. Or they're going to try to tell us what to think about it. It's the same thing. So again, I think that we go to the Word of God to find the answers to a lot of these problems that we face. And if we look to the Word of God, then I think we'll draw the right conclusions. We'll for sure come to wisdom a whole lot quicker.
Yeah. There's no doubt. Well, I guess we can say, Jeff, as we're seeing all hell is like it's being turned loose upon this planet of the way people's thinking and stuff, I guess we should expect it also to be in the air, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't know that we should hold it down to just one arena. I think
I'm not even surprised by all this, Alan. I mean, to be honest with you, the way the world is playing out on Earth, the environment is being saturated from above with an unnatural thought process that's creating complete insanity. And that's what's ruling on the earth. It makes total biblical sense if you look at it from that standpoint.
Well, I'm afraid that it does. Yeah. I'm afraid. I'll tell you what, I'd be finding me a good church and get in it, I think. I mean, a lot of people now don't want to go to church. I declare, I think you're going to need one more now than you ever have.
It's the only refuge that's left on this earth. It's the only refuge. It's the only safe place.
People would disagree with me and you, but I'm still a believer.
Unlearned and ignorant. that's the only reason they disagree with us. Because they're unlearned and ignorant. I mean,
you could put it a little softer than that. I mean,
well, no, you call. I've been trying to put it softer, but I've decided that softer's not working. So
softer not working.
no, to all those that's unlearned and ignorant, if you'll just follow what we tell you on the Smith and Rowland Show, you'll be okay. But okay, outside of that, okay, you're not going to find a whole lot.
You're terrible. Well, listen, buddy, you burn up the clock. You burn it up. Well, listen, be careful. Bring that truck on in safely.
I'll do it, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith and Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.